what helps Ron DeSantis beat Andrew Gillum in a very close election. Because Andrew Gillum took the position that Jeb Bush's education reforms that included some robust school reforms and school choice initiatives needed to go. And black families and Hispanic families shifted towards the Republican Party in the polling. It's a pretty big deal. And it's insane for the GOP nationwide not to realize you give parents this choice, particularly now in the coronavirus situation. You got a Republican controlled state, you got a Republican governor, you got a Republican legislature, get school choice passed. And in so doing, you give parents essentially an entitlement and then dare the Democrats to take it back. The latest state to advance this is the state of Georgia. House Bill 999. Wes Cantrell, friend of mine, state representative, has put together, get this, pay attention to this, a bipartisan, multiracial coalition. Black and white, male and female, Democrat and Republican, they have come together on a school choice initiative. It would create a voucher. I think it's a $6,000 payment. It would be the state money would follow the kids into private school. Any child who has spent 6 weeks in a public school and finds it's not working for them would be able to take that $6,000 to offset the cost of private education. Some private schools would treat it as a scholarship and give it to them out of the gate. It's a great idea. It's a start. It's a way to get kids out of failing public schools. It has bipartisan support. It has support across racial lines. It's a good first step that Georgia should go forward with. You know who the chief impediments are? The Republicans. The Republicans are the chief impediment to this. You got some Democrats on board. The Republicans should do this in Georgia. House Bill 999. If you live in Georgia, you should thank Wes Cantrell for what he's doing.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart.